Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That good health care, baby.
To seek out
Janu.
New life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellwood and International
Nicole. Hail, all the way from the Netherlands. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
All right, we're going to try this again, you know what I'm saying? Because yesterday they tried the system on this boy. And you know what I'm saying, we had to go ahead and end the show on the hour end, but we back, you know what I'm saying, time to master language Tuesday, up in the Casa en la House, en la Mudaneca. And it's all about Creole, you know what I'm saying, Sapa Say Mabule. And I don't know what that means yet, but we're going to find out. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about Asian Creole, man. You know what I'm saying? Cover the meaning of it. You know what I'm saying? A little background last week. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, go back and check that show. And, catch up. You know what I'm saying? So, like we always do right this time. You know what I'm saying? Give y'all some hot music. Get you warmed up. You know what I'm saying? Get you ready. Get off of business. Shouts out to Mr. Sayonite. Out there, Miss Heavenly Angel. You know what I'm saying? Supported me yesterday. Came through the show and checked it out, man. Fucking disaster. But, we still got it in and doing what it do. All right. So, let me get a couple of jams out the way. And, and we're going to get into it. It's time to master language Tuesday. Captain Smells So Good. International co-host Sayonite in the building. Y'all check this out. New hit song right here from J. Mill. Playing all the way across state to state. I got this thing in my fight of the states right now. You know what I'm saying? And this is called Next Top Model. Y'all check this shit out.
Hey, Ryan. I'm looking for that Next Top Model. So give me your assistant.
Baby, I'm a cleaner, swagger like Nicki. Got the girl envying, quick, call Miss Piggy. Shorty know she bad, just by the way she walk. Looking at her cover toe, and she let me have a screaming, oh, like a Marianne. Sorry, hun, didn't mean to go that deep in ya. Switch it like a switcher, it's J-Mail the huncho. Twist and shake it, walk around like you at a fashion show. But I'm a judge, and everybody can't be with her, so I do it to see who is for my love. Ray J. I love her like a sex tape. Baby girl, I can't wait. Like a kid on Christmas Day. The emotions that I'm feeling got me on you like an inmate. Checkmate. Baby girl, you sex like a coke bottle.
Put it in your end zone.
No fire.
Smoking like some endo. So I rolled up on the line. Started what it hit for.
I gotta call me Castle.
And baby, can we get ghosts? I'm talking about pulling off faster than an end zone. And baby girl, we're going to move back to my crib. And baby, I'ma set you up. And you'll be screaming, oh yeah. First drop your top. And let me work your wings out.
Smack it, beat it up like a bully in the alley. Balance rotated,
Never deceive it. If you say that I can have it, boy, you know I got to get it. I never mistreat it, but please it. Never ever tease it. I'ma stay the same. I won't change like the time zone. All back to my home, baby. We can get it on like the Marvin Gaye song. I like to see you in a thong. Miss Coke bottle, the next top model. Working for me, drop it low like you about to take it off. Gon' let me break you out, but no, I can't hit you raw. Women lie, men lie. Let's just leave it at that. I'm feeling on you. I keep the Mac on deck.
I'm deep in it.
Three more girls. Line them up like who to choose. I am digging all of you. I can give you all the lessons like your teachers back in school.
For thirsty, making meals.
Start the clapping, that's right. Come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right. Come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right. Come on and clap it up. Start the clapping, that's right. Come on and clap it up. All the girls saying he's so cool, that man.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
Yeah.
So smooth, got a mover like Moulin Rouge. Keep a bending like croutons do. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby. Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons.
Yeah, you want them, I got them, Gucci coupons. I let them fly in the wind when the roof's gone. Your boyfriend, old news, it's a new dawn. And in my pocket's a stack of the Gucci coupons. You know you love when you see them and want to do wrong. You want to slide with your boy and chill to the morn. Go somewhere and get real sweaty and get it on. I don't know, is it my swag or the Gucci coupons? Even though my swag is like too strong, I never question the strength of the Gucci coupons. And when the dimes walk by, I just flash them. And plus they can see I'm in a drop magnum. And when I jump out, I'm in the latest fashion. Big chain, pinky ring, your boy looking dash on. You better believe the kid be on his job, but still, I don't know where's my swag or the Gucci coupon.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, got a mover like Moulin Rouge. Keep abandoned like croutons do. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby. Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons. Gucci coupons, baby. If you want them, I got them, Gucci coupons.
The girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the Gucci coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough. See the girls act stuck up when they know that they're pretty. I don't know, but when they see the Gucci coupons, they get red like spaghetti. They see the dough.
I know, that's the power of the coupons, man. When I make it rain, baby, you go dance. When I say your name, shorty, you go glance. You wanna impress me? This your chance. My dot man on the... The stat man, the Gucci coupons make them loosen up they strap land. So what's happening? We the new rock stars. And let your friends know that I got them Gucci coupons.
All the girls saying he's so cool, that man.
Yeah.
He's that dude.
Yeah.
He's so smooth, got a mover like Moulin Rouge. Keep abandoned like croutons do. Gucci coupons, boo. Gucci coupons, baby. Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them. Gucci coupons. Gucci coupons, baby. Gucci coupons. If you want them, I got them.
Clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up. Keep the clapping, that's right, come on and clap it up.
You gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fuck with me, you gon'
gon' have to see it in.
See, I don't battle too much, but I will battle your ass. I don't rap for free, man, you better show me cash. Cause a homie like me, that's how I buy my fucking paper. And if you ain't got that, you better get this cup of taste. I'm the underground king, you can call me Undertaker. I would take your bitch home, get a nigga, then I rip her. You an ugly motherfucker, why the fuck is she with him? She just with him cause she with him, and she wanna see me rip him. I'm a goon to the streets, and a hubby to my baby. I would take your bitch car, private, then I take your debit. I'm a thief, motherfucker, I would take your fucking heart. Then throw it on the floor, then kick it like a ball. I will kill you bitch niggas if you fucking with my goons. I'm a vice lord, homie, and we represent that boom 122. So my niggas gonna ride all the way to the end, and we never fucking die.
Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fucking with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. Fuck with me, you gon' have to see this. If you fucking with me, you gon' have to see this.
Round two of an episode, call me fucking Urkel, cause I'm just that stupid. Got you running in the circle, and that tech be spinning bullets at that fucking circle, and it hit you in the face. Make your body turn purple, let me introduce myself. My name is KG, I'm known on the mic and on the fucking street from Cross on Back all the way to the Springs. You just known in your house by your parents. We bang on the streets, so we hustle while we sleep 24 fucking 7, cause a nigga gotta eat. So don't fuck with a nigga, cause a nigga gotta get it. If you fucking with this nigga, then you niggas gotta get it. 122, 1214, that's the code that we live out when it comes to a war. Red, black, and gold, and the black is the war. And my niggas never slip, so they trap with the four, yeah.
what you wanna, do what you wanna, choose who you wanna, use who you wanna now.
People, we back right here live, Tyler Massacre Language Tuesday. Shouts out to Toke, Toke 64 up here, Florida UFOs, man. And you know, at the house working on some shit while we here working on some shit, you know what I'm saying? Actually trying to find somewhere to move on to, man. I'm getting a little sick of this goddamn get a little tired of the network fucking up, man. I mean, people, when I join this shit, you know what I'm saying? I joined it because it was a free format, free interface, and free way to express your views, just like TalkShoe and all these other places out there, you know what I'm saying? And what I see about TalkShoe is you get a phone number, which is very important. You get your little web page. The only thing I don't see is if you can put a... if you can embed a chat room, you can embed a chat room. I use exact chat and on a pop, you know what I'm saying? You'll be gone about this home, bitch. But right now, we're still fucking stuck, so it's all good. But I'm checking out what is this? Old Time Rock and Roll with Lee Douglas. And it's not a live show, though. I'm looking for. Of a live show. Who's live now? Alright, we're gonna see if we can actually talk to somebody. Let's see. Waiting for a host. Always waiting for a host. Upcoming. Who the fuck is live? That never goes to my life. Miles, live now, featured, upcoming. I'm going to do live right now. What it says, on at 1 p.m. Okay, all these shows come on at 1 p.m. So I'm live right now, 10:40 a.m. He came on 10:40, 12:45, the Techno Granny meets Traveling Granny. Okay. Let's see what they're working with. Techno Grannies. And today's language, people, is Creole. You know what I'm saying? From the Haitian community. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. 60-minute program. Mrs. Sarah Joe Gopal Kokarni. Traveling Granny, born in St. Keshwar. Maharashtra state, India. Lost her mother at a very early age and became the something. All right, well, I'm going to try to hear what you're working with, Granny. Techno Granny. Let's see, no download required. Free Talk Shoe Live Pro with a shoe phone. Listen, text, or talk live. Oh, hell yeah. You can text. That's the shit, man. They kill it. They already killing the people. If they got the ability to text. That's what I'm talking about. You sit there and fucking text. Oh, shit. I think I'm liking what I see. God damn it. I'm just a guest, motherfucker. Just a guest. All again. Join as a guest. There we go. I'm liking that. You can just join as a guest real quick. Shout out to Florida UFOs for throwing that in there, man. Appreciate that. See, it has a chat, too. Yeah. I see that. Yeah, it's looking pretty cool. I think I can work with this. Guest three is logged into chat. Call will be starting shortly. Where is the chick at? All right. Well, I like this here, though. You got a call-in number. You got your voice over internet protocol number. Yeah, this shit looks pretty nice right here. I don't see anybody live on, but this looks pretty nice. Think I'm gonna have some fucks with that. Get that up. All right, so y'all look out for that coming soon, people. Goddamn it, it's coming soon. Shit. Go ahead and get off into that. Let me get another song and we'll get into the language. You want to tune in live, man, hit me up at 347-237-5125. Be up in the building live. This is time for all my smokers out there.
Yeah.
smoke.
Bitches.
Alright. No, no. Mr. Cyanide will be around shortly, as well as Miss Adelaide, who's been feeling a little under the weather lately. But it's all good, all gravy, you know what I'm saying? I'm over here logged in to Linda Lane's show, but I don't hear any audio. But I am here. All right, but we're going to sign up anyway. We're going to give it up. Give it a try and see what we can do. Got an A rating, you don't have to be a member. Why don't I quit it? I didn't do anything. I quit doing a little show. What happened? Chicken Whisperer, I'm in on that. Chicken Whisperer. All right, well, today's language, people, is Haitian Creole. A couple of basic greetings. I don't see nobody laugh. Well, at least if I see somebody, okay, they're a full participant. That's a little learning show, but I don't hear anything. We already have another talk show if you want to participate. Okay. I can't have too many. I will be on the call at 1 o'clock. Oh, okay. Well, she used chat with me. Shout out to that. Started at 1 o'clock. She said 12:45. So. Alright, well, we'll see if we hear it in a sec. And if it's on, then we on. I do want to hear some shit first. Alright, let me pull this thing on up, man. Let's get into it. Cover the basics. The basic meet and greets. Now we want to switch this thing on up. Hold on. Quick break there, sorry about that. Got to do some things for. Okay. No, that's crazy. All right, I thought I heard something. All will be starting shortly. Should be starting in about a minute. Let's see. Is on the call. On the call. Everybody on the call up in this mother. Got some people up in here. That's on the. Alright, let's go out. 1 o'clock. Okay, now your shit should have started at 1 o'clock, I think. Linda Wayne. Might even call her shit. You know what I'm saying? Give me some free promo, bitches. Yeah. All right, see what we can hear. I hit it something. righty then. Okay, let's call her real quick. Hold on.
Please enter the call ID followed by the pound key. You may access the call up to 15 minutes before its scheduled start time. Enter your PIN followed by the pound key. If you are not a TalkShoe member, press 1, then pound. To get, you are now joining the call.
Clock in. So we want to open up the lines. Let everyone know.
You are unmuted.
Your name and who you're calling from. Or where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, who?
Oh, my bad, baby. I know you had me live. My bad.
Uh-huh.
Now open up. You supposed to say, you supposed to open up live. You know, call. I got you live. You know what I'm saying?
I got
know.
Live.
I ain't know. My bad. What's happening?
Okay,
baby?
Who I got
this,
here?
This is DJ Smell So Good. You actually live on the radio myself. I'm on a another network. And
okay.
And actually, a friend of mine just turned me on to the TalkShoe Network.
Come on now.
So
all right.
What I wanted to do was just, you know, just call it. I want to see how, basically, I guess how the system's going to go to see if I'm going to move my show over to
Fantastic.
The TalkShoe Network.
All right. When you move your show, bring on your folks with you to this Duo Express program. You'll find out that it's absolutely wonderful.
So what do you do here?
Well, we're going to explain it in just one moment. So we're going to welcome the rest of our guests, and then
okay.
We're going to get right into it.
We
welcome you to the call.
All right. Glad.
Hi there. Who else do we have on the call?
But this is Carrie.
Hey, Carrie. How you feeling?
Okay.
Fantastic. Who else we have on the call?
Hey, how you doing, Linda? This is Daisy.
Hey, Daisy. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. And
other lady on the phone. Beautiful, beautiful. We welcome you to the call.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And who else do we have on the call? Well, okay, we have a bunch of quiet little scene.
You are muted.
Taking the scenic view or taking the listening view, but we certainly want to welcome you to the call. So, really, this is the place that you want to be today. Hold on, please.
Oh, she. Recorded live.
Now, folks, I want to tell you something. If you are not able to just let someone know how simple this program is and spur an interest, then you're not talking. And so, therefore, if you're not talking, you can't highly expect to get anyone interested. This program is just one that I'm loving more and more for the simplicity of it. More and more, this program is sounding like something that is just absolutely phenomenal for you to be a part of. I had a person come here to pick up some water today. I told him I had a program that was super small, super simple, and super fast. He says, "What is that?" And, you know, he thought I couldn't explain it in the time that it took me to run his water for him. But by the time I finished with it, I had ran his water, gave him the program, and then I said, you know what, I just want to make sure whether or not you were actually able to understand what I said. So can you tell me what is it that I just told you about this program? How much did it cost? He repeated me. I said, how many times does it take, or how many people does it take for you to get your money back? He repeated it to me. And then I said, okay, how many people does it take to completely do a cycle? He repeated the information to me, and 15 minutes had not passed. Hopefully he will join the program. He said he's very, very lazy, but I didn't let him get out of my door without asking for some referrals. So I'm going to be approaching his football team, and I told him, I said, I got a little proposition for you. I said, join, will you promote that information? And he said, indeed, he would. Hold on one moment, folks. I'm going to answer this call because I know it's someone who's supposed to. Hold on one moment, please.
Okay. We're not going to be here that long, people. I just want to check it out. You know what I'm saying? See how it sounds. All right, Linda. All right, well, shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? Southwest Florida even shows. That's how it do. You know what I'm saying? It shows actually where you call it from. So you got West North Carolina, Central North Carolina, Michigan, East Virginia, North Mississippi. And that's if people just try to call in as a guest. You know what I'm saying? That's hot. That's real hot right now. I'm already enjoying that. Shout out to Talk Shoe. You know what I'm saying? Texas just jumping on the line. All right, so that's what's up. That's what's up. We're going to be talking with Talk Shoe, though. We definitely going to be talking with that. I don't know. Shout out to Miss Linda Lane, though. You know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing. I hear you, girl. Other hosts are on, but right now she's the only one that's got some participants. I'm already signing up, but I'm gonna sign up and do it again. So tomorrow, people, we might even do a show. Shit. Goddamn Talk Shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to check that bitch out. We might simulcast it. We're going to simulcast it live on Talk Shit, and then we also over here. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to see how that goes. If I can call in here and also call in to my Talk Shit, you know what I'm saying? Play the music over here, and then bam, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. I can see that. All right, people, so let's get into it. Quick start. Let me open up a list. And see what we got here. All right, so I guess we got the days of the week. We're going to get into it. We'll cover the days of the week. And, now, the Haitian language, you're going to notice, sounds a lot like the French language, you know what I'm saying? Because it's, they run hand in hand. So a lot of pronunciation that you'll hear me say, you know what I'm saying, will sound like a little French. But, it's all about learning, people. It's Haitian Creole. First word is Friday. And I always let you hear it before I massacre it, you know what I'm saying? And let me turn a little volume up, okay? Got the bag cut off. Let's check it out.
Vendredi.
V-A-N-D-R-E-D-I. Vendredi. Vendredi. V-A-N-D-R-E-D-I. Friday. Vendredi. Oh, I don't know. Uh-oh. Know that one. Have a good trip, people.
Bon voyage.
Which, they say that. Bonsoir. Bon voyage. Yeah, same shit. Bon voyage. And in French, you know what I'm saying? So that's direct connection with French, bon voyage, and that's have a good trip, and that's spelled B-O-N space V-W-A-Y-A-J, bon voyage, and you can go to www.byki.com to learn more information, you know what I'm saying, in regards to the languages that we learned, you know what I'm saying, get you some more helpful tips, download any kind of language that you want to. And also follow along on Tuesdays. All right, so here we go. Bon voyage. Bon voyage. Have a good trip. Bon voyage. All right, Monday. Monday is? All right, and the pronunciation, people, you just got to roll with the flow. Don't read it how it looks or you'll be off, because this is Monday is spelled L-E-N-D-I, but it sounds like you're saying Lindsay. Lindsay. You know what I'm saying? Lindsay. Lindsay. L-E-N-D-I. Lindsay. All right. And hola, como esto? You know what I'm saying? Por favor, como esto? Something like that. You know what I'm saying? It's masculine language, too. That's how we get down. But that's directly to Jaime Garcia. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's more than they got. Yeah. Come on now. Lindsay. Lindsay. L-E-N-D-I. And this is Haitian Creole, people, just to give you a reminder. And that's Monday. Lindsay. Samzi. Samzi. It's Saturday. This is the days of the week that we're covering right now. I know everybody like, what are you saying? Samzi is Saturday. S-A-M-D-I. Samzi. Samzi. Saturday. All right. Keep this thing moving. D-Munch. Come on. All right. Right now with Pestoso. Pestosos. Pestoso is so good. D-Munch is Sunday. Sunday is
D-Munch.
And that's spelled D-I-M-A-N-C-H. D-I-M-A-N-C-H.
D-Munch.
D-Munch. Sunday. D-Munch.
D-Munch.
D-Munch. All right. Keep it moving and we'll review everything. All right. You take the temperature. You take the temperature. You would say.
Tamperati.
Tamperati. T-A-N-T-E-R-A-T-I. Tamperati. What is the Tamperati? Tamperati. What is the Tamperati? Currently, about, I don't know, shit, 70-something degrees. That is the Tamperati temperature. All right, looks like Return of the Jedi, but, yeah. As we've learned here, people, D-I is actually like V-I. So anything we've been saying, like Samzi, Lindsay, this is Thursday, and it's pronounced.
Jet Z.
God damn it, man. Hold on. Call the show. I ain't answering the phone. God damn it. If y'all want to talk, y'all better hit me up online. I ain't with that bullshit. Sabado, yeah, Sabado. Sounds the same. But we're talking about Haitian Creole people, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel up in the building. Jet Z. Jet Z. J-E-D-I. Jet Z. It's Thursday. Don't sound nothing like the American Thursday, but yeah. Jet Z. Moving on. All right, and this is to walk, and when used as a noun, mashi can also mean market. So, yeah, the same word can mean have two different meanings, you know what I'm saying?
Mashi.
Mashi. M-A-C-H-E. Mashi. It means to walk, or if you're using it in a noun, as a noun, like I'm going to the mashi, then you would be like, I'm going to the market. Oh, mashi, mashi. I'm walking to the market. I guess you can say it like that. That means to walk. Mashi.
Zuzia.
Welcome to the show, Zuzia.
Zuzia.
Zuzia. And that's welcome to the show today, Zuzia. All right, let me... All righty, man.
What's up? What's up?
Well, Alan, I got to make a quick call, man. Goddamn. and man, what the hell she want. I don't want to be what the hell she want.
What language are we learning today?
Haitian Creole. Hello. Comment we.
Hey, I have a question for you.
Hello.
Not so good?
Comment we.
I probably got the wrong number.
How the hell you got the wrong number I called you?
I have a question for you. I'm supposed to be. Have you ever been to Kentucky with me, Stock?
I've been to Kentucky. I've been down to Fort Campbell for 2 years. Why?
Only because he wanted me to put a seminar together with him. And I didn't know if he really knew anything about him. I'm trying to call him, but his phone has been off, which it has been, but I'm afraid to put a event together, and I can't even get people calling me for details. I can't even get a contact with you. Then I feel like I'll be wrong to just X him out and go call venue owners, but it's like...
Well, I don't know what the deal is, but I know he told me that his phone was going to be out. He told me that.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah, he told me that. What that was, Sunday I talked to him?
Did he
said, so if you call, he said it might be off, so...
So how, did he say how long?
No, he didn't tell me how long.
I can't put no seminar together like that.
That permanent contact info.
Yeah, especially when I'm bringing people up with me, I'm responsible for these people.
Yeah, he left me in the world, too.
Yeah. So, you got an email or anything? Because I know if it happened, my phone may go off, but I leave contact. You don't have an email or anything for him?
Nope. Which is weird. I don't even have an email address. I ain't thinking about that.
Yeah. I don't know about Kentucky. I'm going to call up there and call some business owners myself. And if I can't get a lease myself, I'm not doing it.
I hit him up on the chirp, but it ain't chirping, so.
No. He got booth?
Yeah, he got booth.
Because he can call booth and get a credit. I do that all the time. You know, they can either give you $5 credit.
$10 up. But I don't know what, I know he told me that, but I don't know what the circumstances behind it were.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Goddamn Miss Mouth right there, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Miss Buffy. Okay, don't know what the hell is going on in the bridge, but don't want to be covering that. Yeah. Hey, you ever been on Talk Shoe?
On what?
Talk Shoe.
No, never heard of it. What the never fuck is it?
All right, hold on. Nah, it's a new, I ain't gonna say new, because I've known about it for a couple of years. But, there you go. It probably would the fuck we're gonna be moving over to, you know what I'm saying? Shit. We have 570. I like when the bitch just calls the damn phone and hangs up. Oh, okay, there you go. Right, damn it, I'll call you back. Five. Well, they had a 570. I was going to call you back.
Well, I know you've been waiting for my call, honey. It's Torque.
Goddamn, Torque 64 up in this mother nigga. Well, they had it. I say hello, comment we?
Hello, comment we?
You speak a little Creole, huh?
Yeah, I'm listening to you. You're educating me every day.
Oh, well, you know, I don't be thinking people be listening and shit. You know what I'm saying? But, somebody always picking up something a little here and there. What'd you say? You over there making some furniture, didn't you?
Yeah. I've been, rebuilding an entire kitchen, and it really looks pretty good. And I'm not that good, I'm not Joe Woodworker here, but it's coming out good. Nice, straight, clean, pretty.
Wood shop.
Looking
this good. Is the Torque, the wood shop man, people. You know what I mean? And thanks for calling in, my brother. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Hey, can you say you've been on Talk Shoe for 2 years? Do you do shows or something over there, or you just participate in different calls and stuff?
I was just going to the different shows, listening on BTR, listening on BTR. I never hosted a show there. But I just tried to find my password, and all. I thought it was Torque, but I can't sign on, so I mustn't have the right combination here. I have to look it up in my mail.
Right. And well, they do got little radio shows on here, Jam Radio Network, Talking 80s with Martin Hennessy. Yeah, I'll be on that show. Old time rock and roll.
That one that you were listening to, Smelly, that was like an Amway or something like that? Some kind of a pyramid business or something?
What, with the chick?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell she was doing. I don't know. That was the first time calling into this. I just wanted to hear how it sounded. I wasn't caring about the content of the show.
I was over there listening for 10 minutes.
Oh.
And they're trying to sell me, if you buy $20 worth and I can sell two of these to Cyanide, then I'll end up with $40,000.
You're not selling anything to me.
Now, wait a minute.
Why do people not understand that is? Soon somebody says you got to sell something in order for you to get paid, that's goddamn a pyramid. I don't give a fuck what they're telling you got to sell. If in order for you to motherfucker make money, you have to make money for them first, shit. Goddamn pyramid.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I done got approached by thousands of people on the internet like that. You know what I'm saying? Through the emails and stuff like that. But, to go on somebody's show and they actually, that's why they're using their show. You know what I'm saying? Oh, hell, man. That shit. People,
I used
I don't
to be
sell anything.
Back in the 70s. And I think it came back in the 80s again, that pyramid thing. That was a really big scam.
Well, they ain't never fell off. They just keep renaming it and making it look different. And you know what I'm saying? But see, with the internet, and people are just, real naive when it comes to the internet. And they believe everything that they see. You know what I'm saying? It's their first time getting a goddamn email address. So when you see, make $1,000 in 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And people just don't have any education on the internet into the do's and don'ts of certain things. You know what I'm saying? And those are the most, when I sit down and I go over people's house and, put little antivirus programs and little shit that they just don't have, do a little scan this and defrag because they done jammed up the computer with a bunch of installed files and they don't know how to uninstall them. First thing I tell them, you know what I'm saying? When you sitting up there, you surfing around on the internet, first of all, don't be downloading games with any .exe, you know what I'm saying, with any executable files. You never download that shit. I mean, even if you scan it with an antivirus, just stay away from that shit. If you're going to play the games, play them. But don't be downloading them so you can try to save them up on your hard and all that old dumb shit. And motherfuckers be doing that. They wonder why they turn around and shit crash, you know what I'm saying, because you don't put viruses and everything else on your computer. So you want to stay.
And then you open the side cover and throw three refrigerator magnets in on their hard drive before
you do. There you go. You know what I'm saying? I'm helping to speed up your connection.
You got to keep the economy going.
Right. It's going down. All right, so let's keep this moving, people. Did you call in and participate?
Yeah.
Then Mr. Tolkien called in and participate. You're going to get some participation to help master the language. Mr. Cyanide already kind of fluent, you know what I'm saying, in the French language. But guaranteed.
No.
He ain't knowing nothing
about
this.
Hey, Cyanide, how you been, buddy?
I'm okay. Doing some work on a computer at the same time, so I'm not completely there.
Okay, I haven't talked to you in a while. Sorry, Smelly. I've been talking to Cyanide in tight for like forever, and I haven't heard him for a while. Okay.
Shout out to Exact chat.com, you know what I'm saying, where everybody gets their chat on. But we don't really talk to each other, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we have these shows, people, so we can, you know, reach each other verbally, have that understanding. Right, right. Somebody here.
You sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Oh, sorry. I'll get back to the left. Right. All right. We're talking about today. And I don't mean today. I mean the word today. Yeah. Right. And here we go. Today, this is Haitian Creole people. You know what I'm saying? 14 cards. We're 9 cards in before we go through the review. All right. And this is mixed up with the days of the week. And then some other words. I don't know why they threw them off in there, but they in there. All right. So we on today. Sound German to me. Judia. Judia. And that's spelled J-O-D-I space A. And now one word is two words. Judia. And I can't really, I don't know how to tell you to pronounce it, because the J-O sounds like Jew, and the D-I sounds like Z. So Judzi and then I, Judia. There you go. I guess that's how you break it down. Jutzia. But with our American thinking, you know what I'm saying, we always like to read stuff for it's literal. You know what I'm saying? So we'll be like, Jodia? What's that, Jodia?
Yeah.
Hodia? And then you wouldn't make any sense at all. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't make any sense at all. So it's Jutzia. Jutzia.
Jutzia. Jutzia.
All right.
That's easy.
All right, go ahead and give it a try, bro.
You ready?
Right.
Juzi.
Okay, without the I, though. Juzi.
Yeah,
Juzi. Juzi. A-A-A-A-R. Juzi.
Juzi.
All right, go ahead. Massacre it there outside, right?
Judia.
Judia. All right, that's almost correct.
Judia.
Yeah, there we go. And only thing kind of, you know, this motherfucker don't sound like he's from Haiti at all. You know what I'm saying?
Judia.
Like he sound, you, I don't know, Korean or something. Korean speaking Creole. Dang Wang. Jutia. Right. Keep it moving. All right. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll see you guys.
Demen.
P-E-M-E-N. Demen. Demen. That's why you're saying Demen, like, you know what I'm saying? Demen. Amen. Tomorrow. Dork.
Amen.
Nah, pretty good, pretty good.
Amen.
Amen. Sounds French.
Damn, yeah. Man. You high, bro? Are you over there smoking more than me?
Of course.
Oh, well, yeah, that normally is the norm here, people. You know what I'm saying?
Josiah.
Where is she going? Where the hell is Evelyn going? Gotta call her back, damn it. Where the hell do you think you're going? Alright. Going to Tuesday. Tuesday. Tuesday.
My G.
Like I said before, the D-I and the end of every one of these words sounds like the Z, like Z, Mat Z, M-A-D-I, Tuesday, Mat Z, Mat Z, Mat Z, Mat Z, Mat Z. Yeah, it sounds like it's a Z instead of a D, Mat Z, Tuesday. Oh.
Mat Z.
Without the K. Let's put a K on.
Mazi.
Mazi, there we go.
Uh-huh. Hi.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Nai, goddamn it, Dad. You need your whole name? Shit.
Yeah, sorry. I was doing some stuff.
Yeah, all right. Well, stone people. Don't pay attention. We're just stoned. Mazi. 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 Tuesday. Move past the stoner. Oh, yeah. That's the easy one there. Wednesday. That's an easy one. There you go.
Fucking man,
this is fun. Yeah, that shit sounds and looks completely weird. M-E with the little accent mark, K-R-E-D-I. And I'm going to have to hear a couple of more times.
Messy and D. Messy and D. Messy and D.
Messy and D. Messy and D.
Mekurizi.
Okay, Mekurizi. That sounds better. Mekurizi. Mekurizi. Sounding right, sounding right. Mekurizi. 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 All right, there you go. Mekurizi. Now, I got to say, people, go to www.byki, before you know it, .com, byki.com, and you can download any one of these lessons. And learn them yourself, you know what I'm saying? And actually, the Haitian Creole has over, 100 and something categories to download. So when you download them, you got a whole bunch of information that's with the program. So, all right, you want to give that a try?
Yeah. Mekorji. Mekorji. Mekorji.
Mekorji. Yeah, that sounds about right. Mekurizi. I think they'll let us get away with that. You know what I'm saying? Mekurizi. What you got, Sai?
I wasn't paying attention again. Mekurizi.
Wow.
Mekurizi.
Wow, people. Okay. Getting far enough, people. Far enough.
Deep lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed.
That's because he's not the news. You know what I'm saying? We only give him a little bit, but yeah. All right. Let's keep this moving.
I can see if we were in school, Cy and I would have been out the door walking down the hallway. I can just feel it.
No. Yep. I was busy playing games in school. I played a lot of four in a row, and Smelly has noticed that already. How many games did we play, Smelly?
Yeah, right. Freaking Connect Four sucks. What I'm losing? No.
Now, what did Mekurizi? Was that Wednesday?
What was that? Wednesday? Yeah. This is for Wednesday. Mekurizi. Yeah. Hold on.
Thank you.
Mekurizi. Mekurizi.
Mekurizi.
Mekurizi Wednesday. We're going to review two more cards then to review, people. Right. What time is it?
Kilalife.
Now, that ain't too hard. Kile Lefe. What time is it? K-I space L-E with the accent. L-I space F-E with the accent. And that's...
Kile Lefe.
Kila Lefe. Kila Lefe. What time is it? Kila Lefe. Kila Lefe. Now, there you go, Tor. Kila Lefe. Come on, you brother.
Kila Lefe. Kila Lefe.
Okay. Kila Lefe. Kila Lefe.
Lalice.
Y Lalice.
Lalice.
Y Lalice.
Y Lalice.
All right, Lalice. There we go. Just a warning, people. I'm an aborigine from the mountains of Angola. Right. Teaching this language, just to let you know. I don't know how the hell I sound. People sound fucking high.
Yeah, and someday we're going to make him a real American after he gets it down.
You know what I'm saying? Killing and everything. Fucking right. Real American. Oh, sorry. All right. And last one is yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
The hardest one out of all of them.
Yeah.
That's it. A-Y-E with a accent mark. Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Oh, yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Very
slow.
Yeah,
I thought
slow
that was slowed down. I slowed it down. It sounded even worse. Aye. Okay. And that would do it for the language learning. First lesson right there. Shouts out to Goofy Bo. Just came up in here. You know what I'm saying?
Going
good. Right. Yeah, he in there. All right, that's first 14 cards, man. We get a quick review, and of course, cause we over the nutty news time. We already into the nutty news, so we'll go ahead and get a quick review, and then we get to the nutty news, people. Quick review, nutty news. Here we go. First bird.
Jazzy.
Oh, right there. Stay on this step. All right. First one is Friday. Vendredi. Hey, for me, the German, you know, because I speak a little bit German. I speak more than anything else. So for me, you know what I'm saying, the accent, you know what I'm saying, kind of helps with the pronunciation. You know what I'm saying, when you know how to, when you know the accent of a person's language, you know what I'm saying, you can pick up better on the pronunciation or how to better form the words and stuff like that instead of just saying straight out Americanized, you know what I'm saying? So, in that case, Vendredi, you know what I'm saying? It's got a little French type accent in it, you know what I'm saying? But it's got a little kind of German, little sound to it. Vendredi. Alright, moving on. It's Friday, Vendredi. Have a good trip. Have a good trip, you would say.
Bon voyage.
Which, you've heard that one before, bon voyage. You heard that in French, you know what I'm saying? They say that in French, you know what I'm saying? That was the same thing, have a good trip. Bon voyage. B-O-N-V-W-A-Y-A-J. Bon voyage. Have a good trip. All right, Monday, L-E-N-D-I, Lindsay, is Monday.
Lindsay.
And you always, come back to the show after the show is over with people and download the lesson. You just want to, you know what I'm saying, sit in and go back over it on your own. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio. Look up Tuesday's Time to Master the Language and download this episode. There you go. Moving on. Saturday. Samzi. S-A-M-D-I. Samzi. Saturday. All right, Keenan is moving. For Sunday. Sunday. D-I-M-A-N-C-H. D-Munch. D-Munch. Sunday. D-Munch. Man, to inform you.
Yeah.
Oh, God, little... Heavenly Angel calling in. There you go. Hello, comment we.
I say, comment we? What?
Comment we.
Yay. Charmaine.
Hey, it's your number one fan calling in.
What up, woman? You about to get your goddamn award, all right? Get your award.
She keeps claiming
that we call her a fan of this show.
Yeah.
And not the sidekick of the show, which I...
Sidekick, all
right. I remember something that you're saying, something like that.
Sidekick, right?
No, that you said call her a fan. What was it, on Friday?
I haven't.
Damn it. You get an award again. Goddamn, you'll be on the side.
So I did. I heard it.
Fuck him. He's an asshole.
Shit.
Sure, war,
yeah.
Baby.
I remember that. I think that was.
Timmy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, blame it on Timmy. Blame it on Timmy.
Hi, Heavenly. It's Torque.
Hey, Torque. How you doing?
Good. Now that I hear your voice, I'm doing much better.
Thank you. That's sweet of you. Nice to hear you too.
Dom Z.
All right, I got to get through the reviews so we can get into the nutty news, goddammit. I know that's why you called.
Yeah, I hope I'm getting my nutty on today. Come on now, I missed it yesterday.
Trying to push this off. Yeah, here we go.
Okay, deep on. 2 days.
What happened?
We got 4 days worth of nutty news, so make it fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Got a lot of nutty news.
Teach me, baby. Teach me. Come on.
All right, temperature. Tamperati. T-A-N-T-E-R-A-T-I. Tamperati. 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 Temperature. Celsius. Or Fahrenheit.
Tamperati.
You got Thursday, return of the Jetsi, which looks like Jedi, J-E-D-I, but it's Jetsi, yeah.
Jetsi.
The D-I is pronounced Z, like in Z-I, so anything at the end would be Z. Z. That's all of the days of the week end with D-I, so, you know, you already should know that the Z at the end of any word is what it's going to be. All right, let's try this one. And Mashi is in another language, which I can't think. But that means, like, it means the same thing, to walk, like the Mashi, to mash on, you know what I'm saying, to walk, to go. I can't think of somebody else used that same word though. But mashi is also could also mean market, like if you're going to the mashi, if you use it as a noun. But if you use it as a verb, it means to walk. Mashi. M-A-C-H-E. Mashi.
Mashi.
Mashi. Mashi. Get my shit. Oh.
Mashi.
That would sound like mashi. Where my sheet, man? Where my sheet?
Where my sheet?
Alrighty then.
You bring my sheet down, man. Bring my sheet. Oh, okay. Sorry about it. I hope you carried away with that one. Today is
Zuzia.
Zuzia. JODI A. Judzia. Judzia.
Judzia.
Judzia. Z-Zia.
Judzia.
Zia. Judzia.
Leah or Zia?
Zia. Z. Z.
Judzia.
Judzia.
Judzia. Judzia. Judzia.
Judzia.
Yeah.
All right. Now for today, Judzia, and then I will see you tomorrow. I will see you a day, man.
Tomorrow.
We love you tomorrow.
And today.
Only a day away.
Away.
Why do you love somebody tomorrow? Can't you love them today?
I'm loving you right now, baby.
Thank
you, right,
sweetie.
We're right on you, buddy. All of us.
Tuesday is Mazi. Mazi.
Mazi.
Mazi. M-A-D-I, but the D-I is Z. So Mazi.
Mazi.
My dick?
Tuesday, Mazi.
My Z.
All right, everybody's favorite, Wednesday.
Wednesday. I can't hear it very well. Say it, Smelly.
Mercuzzi. And it sounds like it's a Q. Make you
a Z.
Make you a Z. Make you a Z.
M-E-K-R-E-Z-I.
But the way it looks like it's pronounced, it should be make you. Make you. Make you a Z. Make you a Z. Make you a Z.
Oh, heavenly, I'll see you make you Z.
Make you Z. And then they make you leave.
Yeah.
Prince Steve always got that at the end. I love you. On the yard. All right, last two. What time is it? Kill the leaf, yeah?
Kill the leaf,
oh. Kill the leaf. Kill the leaf.
Kill a reaper?
Kill the leaf. Kill the leaf. Like kill a leaf.
Sounds like killer reaper.
Kill
the leaf.
Kill the leaf.
Kill the leaf.
Kill the leaf. I did good on that one.
There you go. Kile Lipe.
K-I-L-E
space L-I space F-E. Kile Lipe.
Kile Lipe.
What time is it? Kile Lipe. Kile Lipe.
Kile Lipe. It's time for the nutty noo.
No, it's half like it's cyanide.
Kile Lipe?
Kile Lipe. It's a silent F like in cyanide.
Uh-huh. Right.
And the last one, the hardest one of them all. Which is yesterday. Aye. And that will conclude it, people. That will do it for our lesson today. Haitian Creole. It's sponsored in part by W. Well, they ain't sponsoring us, but shit.
There'll be a test tomorrow.
Giving us the free language, you know what I'm saying?
Is
and that's coming to your part.
Better listen to the show a few times as a test tomorrow.
Com. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We got a pop quiz.
Yep.
Okay, tomorrow.
The show. Yes. One more time.
Tomorrow
we have a test.
Time
and whenever they want to try. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team, back.
Anything
up to time.
around the world. And I mean the world. It's going all the way over here to Africa, man. Goddamn right. We're starting off in the motherland. Actually, one part of it. Because we're in Cairo. Shouts out. I think it's our first time, too. It's our first time in Cairo. But I don't think we've been to Cairo.
I don't know. It was a while ago. I don't remember the city we were in.
Well, we've been there, people. Damn right. And we're here again. We're in Cairo. Egypt, that is. Where a husband refused to bathe because he's allergic to water. Right. An Egyptian court granted a woman a divorce because her husband refused to bathe, claiming he was allergic to water, she said. The woman, a petroleum engineer, approached the court just weeks after her marriage to complain about her husband's odd behavior. The woman told the newspaper she was surprised over her husband's refusal to bathe and said he told her, "This is my habit." But I mean, wouldn't you have known that he was a nasty-ass motherfucker before you even, you know what I'm saying, when y'all was dating? I mean, why you had to take it to the extreme of getting married to find out he don't wash his ass? Right. All right. But what I have for not washing your ass? Let's see here.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Just might open the window.
Right. Yeah. In New York, a giant chicken and two gorillas steal teens' bike.
Alrighty then.
Dumbasses get anyway. Teenager's bike was stolen by two gorillas and a chicken. The young man was riding along Route 25A when three people dressed in animal costumes approached him. These weren't folk out for an early trick-or-treat. Suffolk County police confirmed that one of the eight suited crooks slugged the kid in the head, knocking him off the bike. The chicken bandit then rode off on the bike while the two apes ran away. I think they knew you, guy, and that's why you were approached. Teens pulling teen tricks, man. And they can get away with it right now because it's Halloween. Yeah. Over in the UK, da-da-da-da. Oh, sorry. They haven't been in the headlines in a while, so I have to formally announce them. But they always have the nuttiest shit going on. So, new way of identifying people in airports. Anybody hear this?
No.
No.
By their ears. On me.
What?
Oh, you gotta love the UK people. You got to fucking love the UK. Forget fingerprints or the color of your eyes. Airport security could be soon looking at the shape of your ears when deciding whether to allow you into the country. These
researchers
have discovered that each person's ears have a unique shape and have created a system that is able to scan them. The scans can then be compared with a database of ear shapes to identify who they are, and they hope that the system can be used to take picture of a person's ear as they walk through passport control.
I'm sick of these guys monitoring us, you know?
I mean, are you fucking serious?
Shit.
You got an ugly ear, sir. You can't come in. Motherfucker, I just had surgery. Oh, well. According to the scanner, goddammit, your ear is a little crooked, and, yeah, we can't fuck with you. Right.
That's sick.
Damn,
man.
UK, boy. Ah, damn. Over here in New Zealand, shouts out to Miss Lola. Little Lola, I haven't seen her in a while, but, yeah. man at the bar in a pub overlooked is locked in for the night. Right. I don't think I would be calling the police, though, because by the time y'all got back in, I would have drunk everything up in that motherfucker.
Damn right.
A sleepy New Zealander who staged an unplanned one-man lock-in at his local pub had to call police to release him. Staff had the coach and horses in the South Island town of Lawrence, somehow missed the 42-year-old as they were closing up and left him snoozing at the bar. Mm. The man woke up at 5:30 a.m. and called police to let him out. How do you fall? Well, I don't know how you fall asleep in the bar, but for the bartenders that left you up in that motherfucker.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Right. It gets nuttier, people, because we're over here in Japan, where a goddamn monkey snared after biting more than 100 people. Right. Nobody kicked this little monkey in his motherfucking head. You get your little bitch head. Pow! Kick him in his motherfucking head. Right. Monkey believed to have bitten more than 100 people in eastern Shizuoka Prefecture. What the hell is a prefecture? All right. Since August was captured after being cornered in the home of a resident, a Mishima official said there was no doubt that the captured macaque monkey was the one that had been attacking people, as it was snared shortly after three people were attacked nearby, and there had been no other sightings or reports of injuries afterwards. Damn, got a monkey on the loose. What kind of shit is that?
Okay, guys, I'm going to head on out. Good seeing you again, DJ Cyanide in Heavenly. I'll talk to you later.
All righty.
You just mixed our whole names all together. That's what's up. DJ Cyanide Heavenly smells so good. Right. All right, shout out to Mr. Torque there, man. Much love to you, brother. Appreciate you. Got to get some food in that belly. Yeah, they got to do the same. Over here in Hong Kong, shout out. But, yeah, they shout out for this. McDonald's. Yeah, offers wedding packages. Y'all have got to be out y'all fucking mind. Hong Kong will be the first city in the world to roll out McDonald's nuptial packages for couples starting January 1st of next year. The package has all the details to attract a wedding banquet, scenic, or a Golden Arches obsessive, a baked apple pie wedding cake, dress made out of party balloons, kiddie party favors for guests, and, of course, catering by McDonald's. Alcohol is banned to make sure there won't be drunk party guests. So y'all gonna suck down carbonated fucking soda all goddamn night long to party the night away. Right. So I was out to goddamn McDonald's, though. They're making that paper, boy. Shit. That's what happened. They're making that goddamn moolah. All right, well, over here in Russia, Russia's blow-up weapons. Easier to transport and even easier to deploy. The Russian military is sure looking good. But get too close, and you'll see its little secret. It's inflatable. Yeah. The Russian military has been investing in inflatable decoys vastly cheaper than actual military equipment, blow-up plastics that offer the illusion of anything ranging from pretend tanks to complete radio stations. Hell to the nah. Now that is some smart shit right there. So while y'all think y'all sitting up there blowing up a whole fleet, yeah, they're just blow-up plastic toys. While the enemy is creeping in on you from the other end. Right. Goddamn Russians, boys. You gotta give some kudos to them, because, yeah. This is pretty nasty. Real nasty. Over here in Delaware, where no one lives at, but, yeah. Teen knocks over a portable toilet with boy inside. Yummy. Newcastle County police have charged a 14-year-old after he forced a 7-year-old into a portable toilet and knocked it over with the boy inside. Police say three boys, ages 7 and 8, were riding their bike in Han Park when the teenager threatened one and forced him into a port-a-john. The teen pushed over the toilet onto the door, preventing the boy from escaping. The boy suffered a knee injury and was covered in waste. Man, that's nasty. First of all, the little boy, he smelling like kismet. You know what I'm saying? And I know the little boys who's telling everybody.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Please, somebody open the window.
Yeah, but that's fucked up, man. You shouldn't have pushed the little boy over.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Yeah. Yeah, people. He's definitely that. All right, let's go over here to Australia. Shout out to Ms. Tasha Triple H, Lena G, and all the crew over there. You know what I'm saying? Cop rammed a fire hose down a handcuffed man's throat. What? A policeman who rammed a fire hose down a handcuffed man's throat during a brutal bashing in a police station has been jailed. Former senior constable Benjamin Price, 34, was today sentenced to 27 months prison by Townsville District Court Judge Stuart Durward, but will be eligible for parole next July. Price was sentenced after pleading guilty to 4 counts of assault against 3 victims in Airlie Beach in North Queensland. Damn, but you shove a damn fire hose down a motherfucking dude's throat. Damn. That's fucked up. But here you go.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit. Lying piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That's too classic right now. Oh, man, that's fucked up. Well, over here in New Jersey, failing public schools are turned into art institutes. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They can't fucking read. And goddamn it, yeah. As a result of failing to meet federal education benchmarks for several years, Middle School 41 and Snyder have been restructured to become art institutes. The school district received nearly $9 million in federal grants in June to restructure the school, and the grants required that at least half the staff at both schools be replaced, including the principals. Because, yeah, you guys suck ass. fucking mail in the schools and shit, but then you're going to put some art. What kind of bullshit is that? Well, anyways, I'm surprised nobody ain't been told this guy this shit, you know what I'm saying, in New York. Town to Naked Cowboy. Put on some goddamn clothes. And right, shit. A constable in a small New York community slapped the Naked Cowboy. Damn right, a well-known street performer with a summons for being shirtless in public. Okay, not pantsless, but just shirtless. Right. Robert Burke, 39, was strumming his guitar and posing for photos in his iconic Tidy Whiteys cowboy boots and hat when some Port Jefferson residents complained to city officials, calling the performance disgusting. Well, it's about time. Yeah. Been doing that shit for years now. Nobody gave a fuck, so they should just need to stay out of that town. Let's go to the extreme. And I mean the extreme. Over here in California, someone burns down garage to get rid of black widow spiders.
Alrighty then.
Yeah. Pretty sure they just stayed around to get burnt up. Right. Dumbass. A person tried to exterminate black widows with a homemade open flame torch. Ignited a fire that damaged a home's garage in central Fresno, a fire department spokeswoman said. The torch ignited a combustible material causing the fire. No damage estimate was available. Okay, I don't understand that one, but, over in Washington, a little bit more stupider. Friends write on body of teen dying after drinking game.
Alrighty then.
Now that's fucked up. The family of an Onalaska teen who died in a drinking game said they are angry at James Taylor, the man accused of supplying alcohol to the boy, and that his friends wrote in permanent marker on his body while he lay dying. The mother of 15-year-old Nick Barnes said she had no idea that when she sent her son to a birthday party, an adult at that party would furnish alcohol and do nothing while the teens played a deadly game. Man, that's fucked up. Man, that's fucked up all around the board. I mean, the dude died. But then, you know what I'm saying, the lasting memories on his body from his goddamn friends. Oh,
sheep lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Oh. Oh,
lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
And to the 15-year-old. Crazy, oh man, over here in Nutty's UK. Oh man, this is fucked up. You know Micah? Did you hear about this?
No.
There's a pop star named Micah.
I've heard of him. I think it's pronounced Mika or something like that.
Mika. That's a dude or a chick?
I think it's a dude. I don't know for sure.
Well, pop star's sister impaled on fence after fall.
Alrighty.
Damn. the sister of UK-based pop star Mika, was in critical condition after falling 30 feet from a window and impaling herself on metal railing. The singer's representative confirmed Paloma Penniman, 28, fell from the top floor of her London house, where she was thought to have been sitting on a window ledge. She dropped three floors and landed on a metal fence, impaling both legs in her abdomen. Damn. Oh, man. That just virtually hurts. You know what I'm saying? Damn.
Kinda.
And guess what? We're still in the fucking UK. And guess what happened this time? Police failed to find knife in murdered man's back. Right. Antoine Dennis, 66, was found slumped on his back in the bedroom of his flat in Chatham, Kent. Detectives at the scene pronounced father of four, Antoine, dead, but found nothing that suggested a crime had been committed. Right. It was only when undertakers arrived to remove the body that they found blood in a knife stuck up to its hilt in Antoine's back. Oh, man. God damn, what the hell going on with people, man? Oh, that hurts. That hurts. I got to take a moment out, people. Jeez, that hurts. Oh, man. That shit, that just feels like it hurts. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Over here in Florida, goddamn Florida, 600 cats live on 5 acres of cat-sized buildings. Y'all got to be out of fucking mind. But people do see the shit like this. So, hey, Florida is filled with exclusive gated communities with strict age and income requirements. But Caboodle Ranch might be the only one with a species requirement. Located in Lee, Florida, about 65 miles east of Tallahassee, Caboodle's 600 and some cats live in cat-sized homes. They wander around cat churches, a cat Walmart, and even a kitty city hall, all in a natural setting in the middle of 100 acres of wildlife. I would definitely say someone's a motherfucking cat lover, because, yeah, that is cat loving to the extreme. But, hey, you got somewhere to send your cats, brother, when you come down here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Poop and Boots, let's go visit Caboodle Ranch. Over in New York, a woman is denied a bathroom and sued the concert hall. Damn. A patron says she is suing a New York City concert hall because staff would not let her use the bathroom, even though she was 35 weeks pregnant. And I don't know what that means, but she's goddamn. Yeah, you can probably tell she's pregnant. Lindsay Ekazion of Long Island, New York, says the building supervisor at the Hammerstein Ballroom told her there's a bathroom at the end of the block, and she left a comedy show. By the time she made it to a nearby diner, it was too late. She's peed on herself, and she's claiming emotional stress and some other shit. What the hell, man? Back in Florida, God damn it, husband is arrested over pillow fight with wife. Right. Police have arrested a man for attacking his wife with a pillow. And guess where? Niceville. I never heard of people like this. A lot of dumbass places in Florida. But this is Niceville. Yeah, right. Niceville police were called after the man and his wife got into an argument at their Peachtree Street address. According to the report, the two were arguing about the fact that he doesn't have a job and isn't helping her with the kids. At one point, the woman was lying down on the couch when her husband allegedly struck her in the face with a pillow. And you arrested a man for that. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I guess I give him an award, but, you know.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. Anyway, let's go over here to Vermont, where women had 77 cats living in two cars. Damn. Two women have been cited for animal cruelty after police found 77 cats living in two cars. Prosecutors will consider whether to upgrade the civil citations to criminal charges against 54-year-old Regina Millard and 61-year-old Bertha Ryan, both of Troy, New York. One of the cats was found dead in the trunk of one of the cars. The women were looking for homes for the cats. I guess you found them in cat heaven. Oh. keep this moving, man. We're over here in Tennessee. Tennessee, where teachers removed after bizarre incident. Teacher was removed from McGavock High School after a bizarre incident in a classroom that forced the principal to call parents and explain what happened. The incident happened in Donald Woods' 11th grade algebra class. Video shot by a student in class showed Wood throwing two tables, a garbage can, and a chair. The video starts with Wood telling a group of laughing students to shut up. Wow, and they have video. Let's go in on the video and check it out, people. Crazy teacher.
Shut up. Shut up.
Fuck with the dude bad. Now he done threw chairs and he lit the bathroom on fire. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Whoever this is with this crappy ass cell phone, goddamn.
Thank you.
Bam. Yeah, dude got some issues. Definitely got some fucking issues. Yeah.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit, lying, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
Damn, that was crazy there. I mean, he tore that bitch up. Oh, man. Let me go ahead and beam him up. Goofy. Boom.
Timmy!
Well, then, brother. Hello.
What's poppin', my brother?
Man, look at this dumb crazy-ass white dude in Tennessee.
Goofy Bone in the house.
Who's the white dude in Tennessee?
This motherfucker in his damn 11th grade algebra class went off because the damn kids kept laughing and shit and wouldn't shut the fuck up. So he decides to tip over the table, throw the tables in the air, pick up the trash can, just tear the whole classroom up, then go into the bathroom and set the damn bathroom trash on fire.
And this is a teacher?
Yeah, this is a teacher.
And they wonder why teachers don't get paid high salaries.
You know what I'm saying? But it's the kid in there filming it on his cell phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? He's telling him, y'all shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Let me teach you a goddamn lesson. You know, the niggas in the back, being niggas. You know what I'm saying? Egging on the dude, fucking with him and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, dude went off. But, yeah, you a motherfucker for that shit. Damn.
Well, that's his fault. Shout out to Sayonai.
Goofy Boat.
What's up, homeboy?
Everything fine. How about you?
Oh, I'm over here with one of my victims. We're at the Community Child Care Council of Santa Clara County. She has a bunch of kids, so she's trying to get some program to where her cousin will watch the kids and they'll all share the money or some bullshit. I don't know. They're doing some scams. But I'm just involved because I'm just trying to get laid, if you know what I'm talking about.
Hell no, government scams. Pyramid scam. That's fucked up. Hey, I got last two
poppin',
for you,
man.
And then I'm done with the news. Let me give you the last two.
Okay.
Over here in Kenya, 1,000 teachers are fired for abusing young girls. Hey.
Wait a minute. Did they say 1,000 teachers?
1,000. More than 1,000 teachers have been fired for sexually abusing girls over the last 2 years, according to a new report from the Kenyan government. Last year, 600 teachers were dismissed over allegations of sexual abuse, and 500 more have been let go this year. The allegations range from inappropriate kissing and touching to impregnating girls as young as 12 years old.
Oh, yeah. And this is why the teachers don't get high salaries, like I said before.
Right. And last but not least, man, over in Canada, McDonald's Monopoly complainants grow over typos. Ryan Doom said he still feels duped by McDonald's after it wouldn't compensate him for pointing out a typo on his Monopoly official's rules. Doom found a Park Place game sticker in a McDonald's meal and thought he won the $1 million jackpot. When he checked out the rules online, which stated Park Place was all that was needed to win. But McDonald's in Canada said that was a typo and players require both Park Place and Boardwalk game pieces to win the grand prize. That's fucked up. So
now, it's like the customer's always right, right?
You see what I'm saying? Oh.
It's like if I told a broad, if you blow me, I'm going to pay you $50. And then she blows me and it wasn't so good, so I'm not going to pay her the $50. No, that's Jewing her. You can't do that, people.
I'm going to say this last
one. I don't know if that
was
a good analogy, but I mean, I tried.
I want to say this last one because people need to be aware of this shit because this is the motherfucking season to start shooting bitches in the head. Over here in New York, dishwasher fought off a would-be robber with water. Right. Dunkin' Donuts' dishwasher fought off a would-be robber using nothing but the kitchen sink. A gun-toting perp wearing a scream mask ran when dishwasher Muhammad Khan sprayed him with water. He said, "Give me the money, give me the money." He was wearing a Halloween mask and had a bag like Halloween. I thought it was a friend, a joke, the 45-year-old said. Damn, he must spray his ass some hot-ass water or something.
So wait a minute, he sprayed him with water with the hose, and then that guy ran away?
Timmy!
To the rock.
Sounds soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
Evelyn, what's up, baby? What happened to you?
Hey, I had to hang up. You didn't want to hear all the kids now, did you?
Like they normally do?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we down with the kiddies, you know what I'm saying? We down with
the kids. I know.
Gotta
I was sparing y'all today, though, sparing you.
Yeah, it's all good.
They were all over me hugging kids. And kissing and kissing on me, so.
I'd be doing that, too.
Yeah. Well, now.
Nothing but that love, girl. Nothing but that love.
That's right.
Nothing but the love. Well, you have to run back to archives to catch the last little bit of Nutty News. How we do it up in her, up in her.
Well, hey, tomorrow's National Come Out Day. Now, I don't know, no, you know, I don't need to come out.
Hey,
wait a minute, National Come Out
Day. Yeah.
Why do people feel the need
come
to
out
tell?
Day. Right.
I'm not announcing.
Wait a minute, everybody. Is this a thing for the gays to come out and openly tell they're gay?
Yeah,
that's exactly it.
Like, as if I couldn't see with all the fucking pink boots and pink goddamn ponytails you got in your goddamn hair, dude.
Oh, my God.
So why do I need to know what your sexual preference is? I don't need to know
You know what pisses me off about these gays? Who gives a fuck about rights or whatnot that you guys fucking claim you guys want? I'm sorry. You guys are normal human beings. Just because you're gay doesn't mean you get special rights. I know you're probably special in the head for being gay, but, I mean, come on. You want to have a national day of coming out to say that you're gay? Well, what the fuck? Can we have a national day of gang members associated so we can go out and kill people?
Well, I don't bash gays. I just don't see any reason for them to come out.
No,
like
no, I'm not bashing gay. I'm just telling the God's honest truth. It's like what makes them more important than us.
Ooh, I started
coming. Coming out day doesn't mean you have to shout it from the rooftops. It means that you come out to the people that you spend time with.
Oh, no,
they
have gay parades, baby, going down the main street in towns everywhere.
Yeah, of course.
They close off a main street in Washington State downtown.
But that are not the gays coming out. I don't see a gay coming out in a parade. Hey, guys, it's the first time I'm telling you I'm gay. Look at me. That's not what's happening.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what?
It's all
because
you help support their getting right.
I'm sick of it. These people are sure they want. They're going to want special Social Security, or they're going to want gay money and all this other stuff. I mean, come on, people.
I want pink dollars.
I want
like green
dollars.
But see, now that's the same. See, I brought the same point up on Mari Torres' show the other day when they had the Swinger show. And they had to do
it. I was listening.
Yeah, who coming out with a new television show to you know, basically expose the swingers world. You know what I'm saying? To give more light to the... Who the fuck cares? I said the only problem I have with is people form groups to make their lifestyle accessible. If it was only one gay person running around talking about I'm gay, nobody would give a fuck. If it was only one couple running around talking about, yeah, I swing, nobody wouldn't give a fuck. But it's when they all group together and then they try to make it, you know what I'm saying, you know, become public with it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, now I'm somebody. I'm a group. I got five people that say they gay too.
Come on, people.
Like, man, get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of
here. Like, nobody gives a fuck
shit
about your fucking openly.
We don't run around and say
all
right.
It's like, come on, people. You don't see gang members having a shootout day.
Tomorrow is International Gang Member Shootout Day. We're going to be out on the street shooting each other.
Today, I need all the straight people to come out. We'll have a straight festival. I don't know what the fuck straight.
Tomorrow's International Fuck the Opposite Sex Day. So tomorrow you have to fuck the opposite sex, whether you're gay or not.
Hey, you know, there you go. Turn back the hands of gay time day. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, come on, people. These fucking. I mean, you know what? I don't hate gays. I don't hate gays because they're just regular people and they just happen to like.
They just want attention. It's a group of people that all they want is attention.
You know what I mean? If you see a guy walking down the street, you're not going to sit there and go, oh, is that guy gay or not? But if he has like a pink shirt with a little bow in his head, hello, you're catching attention. Hello, I want to be attentionized. I want to be gay, blah, 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 blah.
Same thing like with KKK and they marches. It brings no attention if it's a bunch of white dudes walking down the damn street. Nobody don't give a fuck. But when you put the goddamn hoodies on and all this shit, then it brings attention to your group. A group of white folks is just a group of white folks. But when you put the sheets on, that's just like a group of black people is just a group of black people. And still, until they start putting on, you know, black all black on, and then you're like, oh, they're some kind of group. They got something going on because they have all black on. You know what I'm saying? Now it's bringing attention to it. Not that it has a meaning or anything to it. You know what I'm saying? But it's because they're a group, and now they're all together, and now they have attention. So fuck that coming out day bullshit, man. You motherfuckers.
What's this I hear? DJ Fight Power.
DJ Fight the Power. Yeah.
I see you're no longer DJ Smell So Good.
Oh no, that's I got a couple of names. I got to use the DJ Fight the Power when you know I'm opposing.
When the time is right, I got you.
That's like my Superman name I use.
Superman.
Hey, Smelly, I'll call you in a little bit.
My passenger
just came into my car and.
Isn't the show over now?
We're in overdrive
here, baby.
What's up, Shorty? Say hi to everybody. You live on the radio.
We on VIP.
Don't be scared.
Hey, Shorty.
Shorty. Say hi.
Hello.
Shorty.
Hey, Shorty.
What's your name?
Don't be scared. Come on.
Shorty, what's your name?
I tell you, chicken shit women, man. I swear, they're all scared. Tomorrow's International Unscared Day. So all you women out there, you better not be scared tomorrow, motherfuckers. But anyways.
Scared
to
do
what? Everybody have a good day.
If tomorrow is Fuck the Opposite Sex Day, I'm almost sure I'm not going to make that.
Right.
And if it's tomorrow, International Come Out Day, I'm going to jack off
International Masturbation Day.
We jack off in the park day.
I'll be more close to paper than that.
I'm going
to
come out.
International Whack Off Day. International Whack Off Wednesday.
That's right.
All right, people. Have a good day.
Tomorrow.
Bye, Goofy Ball.
We are not doing that on
Shorty.
The tiny chat, are we?
Huh?
We are not doing that in Tiny Chat, are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, you know. Let's all get in there.
Think that'll be a sticky situation. Yeah, man.
Really
sticky.
Oh,
man. All right, good people. I had to start the show a little about 30 minutes late because I woke up, you know what I'm saying, at 11:55, and I'm like, what the hell?
I got to get up.
Yeah, I got to get on up and get started. Get it started in here.
Yeah, I called exactly on the hour, and there was no show.
Oh, yeah. Hey, have you heard of Talk Shoe?
No.
Yeah, you never heard of that? I'm looking into that, too. I like their format, and they give you phone numbers and all that shit, chat room and all that. Because TalkShoe.com.
What's it called? Talk Shoe?
Talk Shoe, yeah.
I'll look it up.
But, they got chat rooms and all this kind of stuff, so I'm actually going to listen to one of these episodes from a guy that's on here that plays music, because I want to see how it sounds if you play music, you know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Yeah. It might be on the Talk Shoe Network coming up, people. The Talk Shoe Network.
Talk Shoe.
Yeah.
Be there.
Peace. Time to Massacre Language Tuesday. Presentation Creole. And bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Bonsoir.
Have a good trip, people. Bonsoir. There you go. And arrivederci to you.
Arrivederci.
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
All right, people. See y'all tomorrow. We say International Whack Off Day. Whack 'em if you got 'em.
This is where I draw the line. This is where I change my mind. Though you say she's just a friend, she's been sleeping where I've been, acting like your next of kin. Though you keep me hanging on, same old story, same old song. Once again I must remind, please review my exit sign. This is where I draw the line. This is where I close the door. Can't take your secret anymore. Too many calls are not returned, so some bridges must be burned. Some poor fools, they never learn. I bought a vowel, got a flu. Puzzle and now we're through. Some other lifetime I'll be thine, but as for the present time, this is where I draw the line. I still believe love is good. Yes, I got hope. Traveling down the same dead end. But thanks a lot for showing me I deserve better, and now you're free. Don't wanna take up all your time, I only called to drop a dime. This is where I draw. Oh,